Blog Talk Radio. Man 007 special show. We in the building last minute. Shout out to all you niggas tuning in last minute. You know what time it is. I'm here at the calls.
It's your girl, Wing. What's good?
Yo, it's
yes.
Your boy, Blue. What it do?
We're on. So, this show, we're finally going to address the questions. People been inboxing me, tweeting me, asking me, have I heard what's going on with Heavy Bags? Is he down with 15 minutes of fame? Is he not? Like, so we are going to get the scoop right now from Heavy Bags himself on what is going on. And that'll be that right there, you know what I mean? I'm anxious to hear what he has to say myself because I know he hasn't been shooting for a little minute for them. And it surprised
right.
me when I seen that he didn't do the Rex interview. That kind of surprised me. So we are about to see it right now. I'm about to get him on the phone right now. We'll get to the bottom of all this.
All right.
Yo.
Hold on. Wait. 1 second.
All right.
What's going on, sis?
Nothing much, nothing much. Tired as always. You know, I stay on the grind. Man, what you been up to?
Ain't shit, you know what I'm saying? Doing this music, that all.
Already. Oh, my goodness.
All right. We got the special guest on. We got Heavy Bags on. Heavy Bags, what's goodie?
Yo, what's poppin', what's poppin'?
Not sure,
yo,
man. Long
time.
Early, no time to hear from, man. How you?
Man, you know, everything's smooth, man. You know? You know, I had this little health issue I'm dealing with, man.
Is everything good with you?
You know, I've been a little, you know, absent and shit from the events and shit. I had an infection in my foot and shit. And I was in the hospital for like 2 weeks and shit. And you know what I'm saying? I had a little minor surgery and shit. It's not healing too good. So, you know, that's part of the reason why I've been kind of MIA and shit like that. You know
okay.
What I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But what's up, though? What you want to know, Cat?
Man, you already know. Man, let's get right into it. You already know, man. Everybody been inboxing me, tweeting me. What is going on with Heavy Bags and 15 Minutes of Fame? Are you still down? Are you not? What's going on, man?
You know, first and foremost, I'm going to say, you know, like, this is the only interview I'm going to do about this shit. You know what
okay.
I'm saying? I chose you because you're going to be able to get this shit viral and do the things that I need it to be. You know what I'm saying? Second of all, like, you know, 15 Minutes of Fame is my family. Like, I'm not about to be on some fake, you know, WWE shit and come up here and shit on them. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Because it's something that we built from the ground up, and it became, you know, the biggest media outlet in battle rap. You know what I'm saying? And it's fucked up that we have to go through this situation, but families fight. You know what I'm saying? As of right now, I left the company. You know what I'm saying? I haven't been over there in about, you know, two and a half months. You know what I mean? I didn't want, you know, this the big show and shit. You know what I mean? I didn't want, like, for it to get out of hand and for it to be some type of war and shit. You know what I mean? But yesterday and today, like, I don't know if something happened, but, like, there's been extra with everybody hitting me up in my inbox and, like, calling my phone and, like, so word's starting to get out there, you know what I'm saying? So I figured, like, yo, fuck it, I'm going to nip it in the butt, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to let you get whatever questions you know what I'm saying, you want to ask about the situation. As of right now, I'm out. You know what I mean? I left the company.
I mean, like, what happened, though? What, like, what you leave? You got tired of it? What, conflict, what?
Man, like, I mean, to make a long story short, like, I'm not going to sit here and blame nobody else but myself, because a lot of the issues that I had was shit that I was dealing with on myself. You know what I mean? As fucked up as it seems and shit, I'm a very humble guy, and I was struggling with the fame aspect of it. You know what I'm saying? I was struggling being somebody. I was struggling with being the face of 15 Minutes of Fame, and, you know, shit started to get too fake for me as far as, like, watching what I had to say and, like, you know, just not, I started to realize I'm not being myself and shit, you know what I mean? And if I want to say fuck somebody, I want to say fuck somebody, you know what I'm saying? But I couldn't do that shit because I was the face of a company, you know what I mean? And it worked for me because, you know what I mean, it helped me out. I was pretty neutral. Like, I think I did a pretty good job handling myself, but it became a hassle. I couldn't understand, you know, me taking a piss in my hometown in a bathroom and somebody chasing me down and handing a CD to me. You know what I mean? You know, I love the fans, but shit became too much for me at some point. And, yo, I wasn't ready for that shit. You know what I'm saying? I think what happened was, you know, we got a little too big for at least my bridges, you know what I'm saying? And it was some things that I couldn't handle mentally. I was going through a lot of shit mentally. Like, it was a lot of weight on my shoulders for a lot of years. You know what I mean? And I kind of wanted to, like, you know, step away and shit like that, like, just for a minute. But, of course, the show don't stop. So I was forcing myself to be there because I love the fans. I love battle rap. Like, yo, without us, it's like, what the fuck do these fans got, yo? Like, I don't even think you realize, Caps, yo, we change people's lives, dog. You know what I'm saying? Doing what we do. And I've been around the world, and people know that shit. And, like, it fucking hurt me that I couldn't get myself together, you know what I'm saying? Then we started to have internal issues, you know what I'm saying? Nothing too crazy, just brotherly arguments, you know what I'm saying? And it just became way too much. Like, it was happening too much, you know what I'm saying? And I felt like, damn, like, if I'm doing all this shit and I'm going through all this stress, a part of me is like, yo, I could do my own thing. You know what I mean? Or I could fucking go somewhere else and deal with the same issues, yo. You know what I'm saying? I never once ever thought that I would not be down with 15 Minutes of Fame, yo. Ever.
Damn.
You know what I mean? And a part of me, like, even to this day, I thought somebody would reach out and be like, you know, it's been long enough. Like, what's up? You know what I mean? Let's do this shit, bro. Like, we built this shit. I ain't get one phone call.
Oh, wow.
I ain't reach out neither. Don't get it twisted. You know, I got a phone call about, you know, making sure I was good. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit here in front. Like, they called to check on me. Your bags, you good? Yeah. You know what I mean? I ain't got one phone call from nobody over there. Nobody. About getting back over there, about doing anything. So I was like, damn, it's been 2 months. It's like, you know, what do I do? You know what I'm saying? I got to start my own shit.
So, I mean.
That's where I'm at.
Have you spoken to God, Felt the Die, Uncle Rod? Like, you haven't spoken to any of them?
You know what I'm saying? Since 2 months. I spoke to him once.
Yeah.
Maybe twice. You know what I'm saying? Again, he reached out to me and, you know, he made sure I was good. You know what I'm saying? That's first and foremost. There was no talk about nothing. I joked around about it, you know what I'm saying? You know, whatever, but it was never, you know, but again, nobody ain't reach out. Nobody ain't say none of that shit. And I ain't saying that they had to. I could have probably reached out, but I don't know. Maybe it was something about my ego or something that I ain't want to. I kind of wanted to make sure that, you know, maybe I wanted to see if they, you know, knew how much I really love this shit too. You know what I mean?
Right.
But yeah. So, you know, that shit hurt me a lot. You know what I mean? That I ain't get no calls about, you know, getting back and doing this shit. So it's like now I got 100 people hitting me to come on a radio show and to do interviews and shit because, you know, again, we ain't just do battle rap over there. You know what I mean? We was the streets of Jersey, like we was the streets of New York, like we put a lot of artists on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
You know, once I got a lot of people like, hey, yo, like, what's up, man? Like, I owe interviews to, and it's like, I was tired of not saying nothing because it's like I was trying to protect, you know, the situation because I didn't want the fucking show, man. You know, I'm not with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more that I'm hurt over the situation and I'm tired of just everybody coming at me and asking me what the fuck is going on. You know what I mean? And so...
I'm pretty sure your Twitter been going crazy. Everybody asking where you been and whatnot.
Yeah, of course. I mean, even for my Facebook been worse. I mean, people I don't even know, like, just like again telling me like, yo, like, I don't even like watching nothing else. Like, I don't know where you been at, but I like, you know, get well and shit, man. You know, shit like that, and. Fucking, it's just like, it's fucked up because, like, again, I never thought that this shit would happen, you know, and it's like, damn, like, for all them fans out there who did roll with me and, you know what I mean, want me to do some shit, and I love battle rap too much, man, like, I feel as though, like, my word is good in this shit, and, like, we could push this shit forward, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Like, we need it in this shit, you know what I mean, and I want to start my own position, but I want to do it with the right people. It's like, I don't want to put myself in the same position where I feel like I'm overworked again. You know what I mean?
Okay. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that, what you say?
No, I was going to say, so you're thinking about starting your own show, your own radio show, or what? What do you have in mind? Anything planned?
Nah. I probably ain't going to do a radio shit. You know what I mean? I got some shit planned. I'm definitely going to be doing the interview thing, you know, at the events and shit. I'm going to be everywhere. I'm going to be doing, like, other shit. Like, I have some other shit planned that I don't want to put out there yet because
okay.
You already know, like, not to be cocky, but Battle Rap is a bunch of biting-ass motherfuckers. And,
uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to put this shit out there because next week somebody else will do this shit quicker. They'll go out and buy a little camera and shit and, you know what I mean? But I'm trying to bring this shit to the next level, cats.
Okay, I hear that shit. Yeah, but you know what, though? It got to be a lot of stress on you now. You know what I mean? Because you already got, like, you're already there. Your brand, Heavy Bag, everybody knows who you are already. So now it's like, it's kind of like you're starting all over again in a way. But you're working for yourself.
Man, that's the shit that hurts the most is like, yo, like, man, I wish I could go back over there. You know, now that I did this, that's, I already know that's out the window. You know what I'm saying? So I felt like it was at that point. So, I mean, but that's the only thing that hurts is like, yo, I walk away with nothing. Yo, I walk away with, you know, my name, and that's it. I don't walk away with a view. I don't walk away with a YouTube channel. I don't walk away with nothing. You know what I mean? And if anybody know about that shit, it's you.
My nigga, that shit,
you know,
like... The nigga, listen,
man,
that shit is not cool.
You know what I'm going for. It's like, yo, my biggest thing right now is like, alright, now I gotta be the company. So like, I'm trying to think of a name of my shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's the biggest thing. Is like, now this is going to separate me from everybody else. Like, everybody knows Heavy Bag, 15 Minutes of Fame. Like, that's one and one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was another thing that, you know what I'm saying, people didn't understand was people thought that was my shit. Like, people didn't even know, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That, like, I wasn't the boss over there. You know, when I travel these places, they know me. They don't know everybody else. You know what I mean? Like, now, God's getting his name out there, which is so fucking dope to me. You know what I'm saying? Because he worked hard. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he getting his name out there. But, like, other than that, it's like, it was a lot of pressure on me, yo. Like, I'm going places and people think 15 Minutes of Fame is my shit. I'm making decisions and shit. Like, I was just a worker like everybody else. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm saying. Like, if I could do it over there, I could do this shit on my own. You know? So
yeah. That's
my biggest thing now is, like, I'm trying to think of, damn, like, do I build a fucking team? Like, you know?
Yeah.
I don't even know what the fuck to do. I'm like, I'm struggling with that shit. There's some big ass events coming up that I need to cover.
Yeah, you're
like,
trying to
stuff. Not even for the fans, but because I love this shit. Like, you know?
And how you gonna cover it and whatnot?
Yeah, it's like I gotta start a company. Like, I gotta do a YouTube channel thing. I gotta get shit situated, like graphic work and all this shit, time and money. Like, you know what I'm saying? So now it's like, that's where I'm at right now. Is I'm figuring out what name I'm gonna go with. You know what I'm saying? If I'm gonna start a team, I'm just gonna do my own thing. I'm gonna be down with somebody. Like,
yo, that shit, yo. Yeah. The decision is hard because it's like once you pick that decision, you gotta stick with that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, when I grab Wing Ass up after that, I put in a fucking headlock, like, you're not going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what it is.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
Yo,
I can't go to the
don't get it twisted. Yo, I've gotten some of the dopest offers. Like, those people that knew, like, I'm talking the big dogs. I've gotten a lot of phone calls from
okay.
a lot of important people in battle rap. And every single one of them offered me to work with them, yo. Everybody.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm not in too bad of a position, but I don't think I would ever do that shit. Like, I'm not a click hopper. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, like, again, I never thought that I would ever be in this position.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm fucking hurt over this situation. Like, this shit ain't no fucking joke to me.
Yeah.
Like, all that jokey battle ass shit, yo, go out the fucking window with this shit. This shit is like, you know, this is some family shit.
Yeah.
Are you sure that you're ready to actually do this? It's gonna take a long time to get your grind back up. To move the traffic.
Yeah, but what am I gonna do, bruh? What am I gonna do? Just let these fans suffer from this badass fucking media we got out here?
I feel you.
You can't.
Like, yo,
you can't. That's what
event, this shit is sickly, man. This shit is sickly, man. These fucking media dudes need to be ashamed of themselves, man. But now, there's a couple people out there that, you know, is respected and shit, and people on the grind. And if they know who, but there's a lot of bullshit motherfuckers going on around there, man, just trying to do shit. Be fans and shit.
Mm.
Like, be close to the battle rappers and shit. That shit fucking the game up, yo. That's why I'm trying to bring some next level shit to the game.
You said, like,
okay.
What? Like people posting the battle rappers. What you mean? Say that again.
I'm saying, like, they just fans that's trying to be close to the battle rappers. That's all it is.
Oh, I got you.
I
got
you. Everybody got, yo, on some real shit, you'd be surprised how many fucking people I see out doing interview with their phones and iPads and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? In a crowded ass room full of people, I don't ever see none of that fucking footage, yo. You know what I mean? And it's bullshit because you wasting time for the real motherfuckers to get, you know, valuable interviews and shit.
Dang.
I feel you.
Matter of fact, became a fucking zoo, man.
Yo, it seems like it, yo.
And these fucking battle rappers, yo, they need to fucking realize, like, yo, they need to exclusify themselves, like, you know what I'm saying? Make sure they only do motherfuckers who, you know, I know they want to be humble and get their press off, man. But motherfuckers got to put their work in, man. You know how hard it was for me to fucking start doing interviews and shit on the street when they ain't know who I was? Now they're doing it with anybody.
Yeah,
so when I was doing the shit, man, all it was at my when I was first started coming to New York events, I only seen two people out there with cameras. I seen motherfucking con artists.
Okay.
And I seen motherfucking that shit hot son. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Dash Living's the OG. That's my mentor, yo. Like, besides Uncle Rod, that's my mentor. You know what I'm saying? And Dash Living's the original OG of this media shit. I ain't never see nobody out there with no cameras when I first was doing this shit.
Now, how many people you see
with cameras? It's ridiculous. Shit make me not even want to do this shit no more.
Because you feel like you're not even exclusive no more. Like, everybody's just everywhere.
Nah, it's not about, like, my thing was, like, it was never about exclusives with me. Like, I don't like to do the beef shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay.
Because I'm really out there with these guys. Like, I know who's who. You know what I'm saying? I'm really, people that don't go to events and shit, they different. Like, you know, they could do that shit, but like me, like I see them. I don't want, they my friends. I don't want to see them fight. I don't want to see, like, that. I see how far this shit come. Like, we about to be in the Garden, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? There's rumors about the Garden. Like, come on, man. That's crazy.
True.
You know? So.
Damn, man. This shit is kind of crazy.
Up, man. But yo, I still, yo, listen, man, this real shit, yo, coming from my mouth. Like, yo, I want everybody to still support what the fuck they got going on. Like, you know, the bar exam, that was Uncle Rod's idea. I'll never take credit for that shit. I ain't like it when he brought it to my attention. But, yo, shit is the dopest idea in battle rap, man. And, yo, still support everything they got going over there. They still got dope material, dope people, dope interviews. Like, this isn't a fuck 15 minutes of fame shit. It's just... Yo, I got to separate myself now because everybody asking me for interviews. Everybody asking me what's up. Everybody, you know? Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You got to put it out there.
Yo, man. Yo, Bags, this Blueprint, what's good, bro?
What up?
Oh, wow, shit. Bro. Hey, Nine. Yeah, I wanted to ask you, like, as far as, like, the ideas, like you had the game show over there and all that, was that something collectively that y'all came up with as a unit, or were they solely based from your ideas?
Nah. Well, Uncle Ross, he the CEO over there.
Okay.
He came up with the idea. He was like, yo, I want to do a game show. My thing was like, yo, I ain't want to be a culture vulture. I'm like, yo, if we do this shit, it got to be right. Like, I was thinking that we wasn't going to have enough manpower.
Okay.
Like, that was my original thing. Like, I thought that the editing was going to be crazy. Like, I thought we were going to have to, like, hire a big fucking crew. And I ain't even going to front. He was like, yo, he called me, and he was like, yo, look, the first episode, he's like, yo, I got Devo Swag and ARP lined up. We about to shoot this shit tonight, PR 7 o'clock. Like, that's how I went down. And I was like, or I might have not even been there for the first episode. I might have been at work or something.
Uh-huh.
And he shot this shit. And when he showed this shit to me, I was like, yo, that shit is crazy. Like, yo, when we dropped this shit and everybody was feeling it, I was like, yo, it's time. Like, let's, like, now I'm on board. You know what I mean? Right. So, you know, for the most part, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, we all set up shows and shit. You know what I mean? For the most part, like, it was mostly Uncle Rod's work and shit and Guy's work. Like, you know, that was basically Guy's project. You know what I'm saying? He came up with most of the questions and shit. I helped with a couple questions here and there. You know, but that was definitely mostly Guy work. You know, and Uncle Rod did all the editing for the bar exams. You know what I'm saying? All the interviews and shit, like, 85% of the interviews, that was all my shit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
When I was going out, I was doing it. I was doing all the editing, you know what I'm saying, for all that shit. But I can't take credit for coming up with the bar exam. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That was definitely his shit. You know what I mean? And it was fucking greatest idea on earth. But.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Facts, let me ask this. Because I feel like I can hear it in your voice. Let me ask this, though. You made the comment that after this you can't go back. I mean, do you mean as far as doing or breaking your silence and doing, because you're not shitting on anyone, but doing the live interview, just kind of speaking on it, you don't think that would go over well or that it would be looked at negatively, so that's why you don't think that? Or would you even want to at this point? Is that what you're saying?
Nah, I just know, like, the type of people that they are over there, you know what I'm saying? And it's all about loyalty, and, you know what I'm saying, I never wanted to, like, do this shit, but the only reason why I'm doing this shit is because it's been so fucking extra this week, and I don't know why. You know what I mean? And, like, my phone's been going crazy, like, my Twitter's been going crazy, like, my Facebook inbox, like, I don't even want to fucking respond to nobody. You know what I mean? And I don't know why it's been
right.
Extra. I just think people's been catching on and shit. And
yeah.
Like, you know, it, like, they're very big on loyalty over there. You know, so am I. You know what I mean? And, I, you know, I just know that there probably could have been a possibility that I could have probably went back, but since it's been as long as it's been and I haven't got no, you know, no calls or nothing, it's like, all right, it's time to move on. You know what I mean? So I have
right.
to separate myself from the situation. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, you know, I don't want nobody to think I'm holding back or nothing. Like, it was not a bad experience. Like, that was my baby. Like, there was no bad experience over there. It's just, you know, I outgrew the situation and this, or the situation became too big for me to handle. You know what I mean? And I had to fall back because I started to go crazy a little bit. And that's it. Like, you know, anybody who asked me to go work over there, like, I would tell anybody to go work over there. It's a good fucking experience. But
it just seems like I don't really see. Here's the thing, because I me included, and I'm just kind of looking at the group too. A lot of us, when I started to watch you, you know, I automatically thought that was you, totally. You know, and that's no shot to anybody, but you know, I automatically thought that was your situation. So, you know, you were you're the face. You know, you're the face. So the way I look at it is, I'm looking at it from both sides. I'm looking at it as, you know, when you kind of fell back, you know, sometimes you can tell when your team is kind of going through different things and you may not reach out because that's their decision and you kind of want to be respectful in their decision. So it seems like I really don't see why it wouldn't be a problem. And I think, to be honest, this interview might even help somebody over there to kind of look at it as, well, damn, you know, maybe he did want us to reach out, and that may just hopefully that will be the break in the ice, and somebody will call and say, well, damn, bro, we didn't even know that. Because that's like, we missed you over there. And that's, you are the reason why a lot of people were messing with 15 Minutes of Fame, period.
Yeah. I'm totally not against it. Like, that's kind of like what I hope happened, but it's like I can't wait forever.
Okay, so hold on. I want to cut you off. Hold on back. So basically, this is what you're saying. All right, you're not worth 15 minutes of fame right now, but if one of them reached out right now to put all the bullshit in the past, you is definitely down to try to work that out and get back on it and get back on the grind.
I mean, I'm not against getting back on the ground over there. It's just there's going to be a lot of difference in terms. Like, I don't even think I'm ready to, like, go through the headache of making both ends happy. But I'm because, you know, it's a different ball game now. Because now, you know, for this situation not to happen again, there's got to be, I know I got to be under contract. You know what I'm saying? I know I got to, you know, it's a different situation now. You know what I mean? So it's like,
like, you're not just,
and like, for me to argue about terms and like the headache and that whole shit, and like, it ruins the love. Like, I love Uncle Rod to death. Like, if he called me right now to go help change a tire, if he has a flat tire, I'd go help him. It's not, that's not the type of beef this is. You know what I'm saying? This is strictly business. And like, if it get there again, like, I mean, what am I supposed to do? I mean, it's going to be, but now that this interview is coming out, it's like, I feel as though, like, it's going to be a little bit more tension now. So I definitely probably won't be welcome back. But, like, I'm not against having a conversation with somebody over there to possibly make that happen.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, that's my home. At the end of the day, we built that shit together. I love 15 Minutes of Fame more than I love anything. Shit, I don't even got no fucking clothes that don't say 15 Minutes of Fame on it.
Yeah.
So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love that shit. But do I think it's going to happen? I'm, like, 90% sure that it won't. You know what I mean? But, again, I'm that 10%. I'm willing to talk about it without arguing, without, you know what I'm saying, I'm willing to hear them out. But it's going to take a lot. I know what I want out of the situation.
Do you feel like your worth has gone up way more than when you first started, and that's the reason why you kind of feel like negotiations have to be now?
Nah, I listen, man, it wasn't ever about the money with me. I put into this shit way more than I got out. You know what I mean? And it wasn't about the money, and it wasn't about me becoming too big for my bridges. It became too much work for one man to handle. And I had too much pressure on me. Everybody looking at you to, you know, keep the boat moving. But, yo, if you run out of fucking gas, how the fuck are you supposed to go anywhere? I was at that point. Yo, I felt like I was going to fucking die, yo. I was sleeping 2 hours a night, yo, for like a year straight. You know what I mean? This shit was my life. Like, fuck, I wanted to be the best. I was addicted to being the fucking best, yo.
Yeah.
Like, this shit overcame my life. And, like, yo, I feel like I was going to fucking die, yo.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He's going hard.
I didn't have nobody that wanted to step up so I could show them what the fuck it is.
Damn.
You know?
So all the weight was
so. Yo, yeah, all the weight was on me and shit. And yo, Unk too, though. And you know, even now, all the weight's on him. He gonna feel like I feel in a couple months too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless somebody else step up and they take control of this shit. You know what I mean? I mean, yo, this shit made me sick, man. Shit got my health all fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Sounds like somebody
I went hard for this year. I went hard this year, you know. I've been everywhere this whole year. I traveled the fucking world, yo.
You have.
You know what I mean? For fucking battle rap, bro. Like, trust me, this is the last thing that I ever wanted to happen. But, yo, I got to move on, man. I got to move on. I got to take my name. Excuse me. I got to build my team. And you know what I'm saying? And that's it. And I got to keep it moving. I got to be a man.
Yeah.
You know? Whether the love changes or not. You know, it is what it is. You know, I feel as though I could be an importance to battle rap.
You are.
Definitely.
You know?
Yeah, you definitely are.
So,
I mean, that's why you get that.
That's why you get in the inboxes and people concerned, because you're already, you know what I mean, an important figure of a battle rap. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. For sure. For sure.
That's true, man.
You know. You know, sorry I ain't have no super huge, you know, shit on them story or some crazy ass stories and shit like that. But you know,
nah,
you know, nah, you good.
I'm
nah,
keeping
good.
It 100. Like it was really just me. It was more me than them. You know what I'm saying? And you know, just maybe it was them not understanding where I was coming from,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. But you know, again, my bad. I ain't have no big, you know, hoopla story, and I'm not about to sit up here and lie and put on a show like what these motherfuckers in battle rap is doing right now. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. But you know what? You do got something else you could address, though, Bags.
Huh?
You do have something else you could talk about.
What's up?
Yo, recently you've been catching some slack over your tweets about URL and King of the Dot. You said everybody knows King of the Dot is the best group, battle league in the world, you said?
Yeah, man, yeah.
Let's talk about it, man.
See, you know what's good about the internet, though?
What?
See, what's good about the internet is that people only, like, I guess they believe what they see. You know what I'm saying? They don't go read into, you know, what was said before those tweets that went viral.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I know everybody's seen the tweets. And what's fucked up is that, you know, I love URL, man. That's, you know, I consider that like my home league. I'm from the New York area. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody know URL is the biggest platform in the world. Everybody go through their bullshit with URL.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, yo, we all a family, yo. We all support each other. We all make the, you know, that makes the world go round. But what I was trying to say before that situation where the, where them tweets meant, wow, so whoever screenshotted them shits didn't screenshot the first couple comments that I made. What I said was, what I was trying to say, and it kind of, you know, get out. Sometimes I be on a lot of drugs and shit. But fucking, you know, what I was trying to say was that, you know, I'm not okay with battle rappers who have skill thinking that URL is the last stop on the train. You know what I'm saying? It seemed to me like everybody is trying to get a PG. You know what I'm saying? They're addicted to being put on that stage. You know what I'm saying? There's other leagues out there like Trap House New York. You know, We Go Hard,
right.
I Battle. You know, look at what fucking Black Ice and them are doing, Syndicate Cartel. Jesus Christ, can we applaud them?
Mm-hmm.
Throwing some balls and fucking coming to New York. You know what I'm saying? Because these other leagues are scared to fucking come to New York and step on toes. I salute them, yo. All the way from Milwaukee. We had our issues, but fuck that. I salute them. You know what I'm saying? They're coming over here to make history. I fuck with that. Gotta take chances out here. You know what I mean? But there's leagues like that, you know what I'm saying, who, you know, everybody knows King of the Dot and URL are the two biggest leagues in the United States of America. You know what I'm saying? I consider Canada, you know, USA, whatever. You know, we family. You know, you got Don't Flop. You got all these other leagues, too. Cool. But I'm talking about, like the little dogs, like the Trap Houses. You know, them leagues are breeding talent. These are who these guys are coming to and grabbing their talent from.
Exactly.
The whole new, how many artists came out of fucking Trap House and We Go Hard that are on that stage? You know, even Spitters League, you know, Bloody Knuckles and them. You know what I mean? How many people came out of all these classes and been on that stage? I feel as though, like, getting that PG is not the last stop. There's other options. You know what I'm saying? I don't think people paying attention. When I said the whole King of the Dot is the best league in the world, I wasn't trying to throw shots at URL. I meant, yo, URL doesn't really have that many international battlers in the world. I went to Black, yo, they had 15 different countries on the card.
Damn.
That's worldwide. You know what I'm saying? URL just went to the West Coast for the first time. You know what I'm saying? Like, these motherfuckers is out there flying people in from all different type of countries. You know what I'm saying? You got, like, it's a different kind of dynamic. The love is different over there. You know what I mean? The thing that pisses me off about the, and we all see what happens with this URL crowd now. It's all little fucking dick riding kids who fucking just want to show up and boo and shit and fucking laugh and do all this dumb shit. They don't really give a fuck about battle rap. Go to a King of the Dot event. Every fucking fan in that building give a fuck about battle rap. You know what I mean? That's the difference. You know what I mean? We all know URL throws the biggest fucking battles in the world. Shit, we love them. I love them shits. I love Beasley, Smack, shit, me and Norv's going through all bullshit, but he still taught me a lot. You know what I'm saying? But shit, I love them fucking guys, yo, but that shit is not the last stop if I'm a battle rapper. I'm sorry. It's time that these battle rappers wake up and realize that there's other fucking leagues out there that could probably do more for them.
You think so?
You know what I mean? Of course. I mean, you like, you know, it's like some people's dynamics. Look at Big K. Look at Head Ice.
True.
I mean, look what's going on with them. They top five in the world right now. I don't give a fuck what nobody say.
That's true.
I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Head Ice and Big K are the two top. They top five in the world right now against anybody. Play when they come up there. And you know what? King of the Dot helped them more than URL. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, how many King of the Dot stars have never been on URL? You know what I'm saying? But again, URL is the biggest league in the world. Shit, that's the goal. You know, URL is the NBA. We know that. You know? But I think some people just get caught up in, you know, and thinking that that's the last stop. There's 100 different leagues out here. 100 different ways. You just gotta find your lane. You know what I mean?
And
shit. Mm-hmm.
Like, do you think everybody's even meant for URL?
Hell no, I don't think everybody meant for URL. Everybody ain't meant for URL. Shit. You seen the battles that's been going on? Half these motherfuckers ain't meant for URL. Shit, you know, we hold URL to the standard, and yo, it gotta be fucking hard, man, for Beasley to smack them, man. It gotta be so hard, man, because these niggas are so fucking hard, man. All they want is $1 million fucking cards.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And there's not fucking crazy amounts of money in battle rap unless you do it right. You know what I'm saying? URL's probably the only thing that can pack a whole theater. You know what I mean? To pack Urban Plaza and say, that's crazy. You know, but it's like they want these $1 million cards, and it's got to be hard for URL. I understand we hold them up to a certain type of, you know, caliber of battles. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but you know, you got to respect them, man. They did a fucking pretty good job, man, for being the lead league in the world. You know what I mean? But my opinion, you know, as far as worldwide situations go, I'm talking about booking other battles. And I know people say, oh, nobody don't give a fuck about these two battles. I see a lot of fans tweeting about that shit. Yo, there's some fucking good battles, man. People need to wake up. Instead of watching a boy and shit who suck, they need to come watch some of them international battles, man. Shit is dope. You know?
Okay. And URL pretty much, it's pretty much Americans.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really see URL getting too much out of the, I mean, even like West Coast dudes and shit, like, we just seen, like, Danny Myers and shit, I mean, I've never really seen, like, a lot of, like, you know, out of the, you know, they have they talent and shit like that. Whoever gets a shot, you know. I love seeing, look at Briz Rothstein, slept on. You know what I'm saying? He had Battle of the Night, like, 3 cards in a row.
True.
You know what I'm saying? People feel to forget about that shit. I salute Briz. You know?
Well, he true, definitely true.
Yeah, 2 for sure. He had 3 good showings. He got to be the best rookie out right now.
Briz?
I mean, I'm talking about showing-wise.
Okay.
You know? I don't think he's fucking loaded Lux or nothing, but, you know, shit, he had Battle of the Night, 2 out of 3, and the other one, he was second best Battle of the Night. You know? So, I love what he's doing. You know, certain guys adapt. Certain guys are made for that stage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, certain guys are made for the small room. You know?
And is that the category where you think JC and them fit in?
JC?
JC, Newborn, et cetera. Maybe they're just meant for the small room.
I'm confused about them guys, man. I'm confused, man. I'm confused about that whole shit. Cause, you know, it all depends. I mean, what do you care about? Like, look at Danger Zone. I haven't seen Danger Zone shit. He been running through everybody. He's in that category too. It's like I want to see him on that main stage, but you know, it's like against who?
Yeah.
Who gonna bring the best? At this point, it's just a job to them. It's not, you know. Once it becomes a job and it's just like you're taking 100 battles all over the place and shit, you know what I mean? There's no exclusivity, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's fucking them up.
You're on every fucking call.
It's all about picking and choosing your battles. Everybody wanted to see Newborn and JC. Everybody wanted to see JC and Big Cannon. You know, those are 2 good battles for him. But now where does he go from here? You know,
yeah.
It's like, you know, you got to take a break. You know?
I agree. But you know what? I think he might have pulled down. At one point, JC was battling every goddamn well.
Yeah, and that's what hurt him. You know what I'm saying? When he went on that shit and he started battling everybody everywhere, you know, and again, I think he just loved this shit. He was trying to prove that he was the best lyricist in the world. But it kind of backfired. The situations happen like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
That shit.
Yeah, man.
I don't know, man. But URL King of that definitely up there. RBE doing their thing, too.
Man, RBE is different. I want RBE to win so bad, yo.
Mm.
I want RBE to win so bad. Like, you don't understand, yo. Like those guys are a different set of people. Like, ARP and Shotta, yo, the love that they have for battle rap, they don't give a fuck about no money and none of that shit. You know what I mean? All they care about is the love, like booking great battles. Like, they're truly fans. You know? They are real live fans of this shit. Like, they really want to just make the fans have the best battles in the world. They want to book the shit that everybody else is scared to fucking book.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yo, I've been saying that RBE been having the fire matchups. Like,
what?
They battled the actual battle.
And again, you know, RBE did it with no support of the big dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's what's amazing to me, that he kept it together. Yo, they brought us some shit, and let's call it spade a spade. RBE's only, what, 2 years old?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that shit earlier. They ain't been out that long.
2 years old, you know? 2 years old, fucking RBE.
Compared to a lot of other leagues who've been out for years. It's like ARP lately just started, and it's like he made a lot of noise from the door.
Yeah, yo, he definitely, that's one of the only guys that I actually turned to off camera when I was having issues and shit. You know what I mean? I turned to him and I talked to him about the shit. You know what I mean? I trust ARP. He's official.
Okay.
He's official. Salute to ARP, man. Shout out to that's my bro.
Okay. So, yeah, but they definitely doing their thing. They keep grinding, man. They good money, though.
Word. For sure, man. They got some good things coming up, too, man. You know, I be hearing everything, man.
Okay.
So don't think they got their foot on your neck, yo, for the top of the year. Trust me.
Okay, that's what it is. But you know what's crazy about it, though? Well, yo, what's your thoughts on these event throwers that's been popping up? Like, it's everywhere. You see what happened in the UK with the whole Howard Donna Past Day joint. Like, so many events coming together, just putting together big-ass cards. How you feel about that?
Man, it's fucked up. Because, you know, I think it's more of, like, you know, the battlers, you know, standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to tell you like this. Like, Hollywood John is the smartest man in battle rap, yo. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. Hollywood John is so fucking smart. And, you know, so being that he was over there, so I'm like, damn, that shit got to be, like, a good situation. Like, I know Hollow ain't trying to, you know, go over there and get played, none of that shit. You know what I mean? I know Pac to be, like, a really solid guy. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm like, you know, everything, you know, seems official. I know Hollow loved battle rap to the point where he wants a classic. You know what I mean?
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
you know, if I thought for 1 second that, you know, that they would have thought that they pulled some fuck shit like they did at the event, you know what I mean? I would be like, you know, damn, like, I would have never thought that shit. Because, you know, again, Hollow was involved, you know?
Yeah.
And again, I don't know what happened. I'm just hearing through the grapevine that, you know, an investor pulled out last minute. But all that shit's supposed to be bullshit because they're supposed to have the money before the fucking dudes even enter the venue.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, I think what happened was that They didn't get what they were supposed to get on the return and shit like that. Not a lot of people showed up, and they got fucked. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, I was in a bad position, and Pat and fucking JC and Ars and all these guys are in a bad position because they just want to perform for the fans. You know what I mean?
But
and I think that's what happened with everybody who battled over there was they said, yo, fuck it, we'll just take the payment for a one-rounder, and that's it. You know?
That's crazy.
I'm hearing some things, though. I'm hearing that Hollow and Pat still might go down.
Okay, over King of that. I seen the Kaya put a tweet out talking about trying to book it.
I'm hearing some things through the grapevine.
Yo, we had a dude from UK on. He said that the promoter pulled out because the promoter felt that the battlers were taking it for a joke. They wasn't really promoting the card like that.
Yeah, but see, that's what happens when you book a bunch of people that's not from the UK to fucking promote. Like, Americans is supposed, like, that's not our market. You know what I mean? I mean, look what happened to the MC War shit when it was down in Atlanta.
True.
You know? I mean, they didn't want to promote it right neither. You know what I'm saying? And fucking, I think that, you know, it's all about where your market is. Like, you know, if King of the, if Don't Flop would have been involved with that shit, it would have been a different ballgame. You know, because that's their demographic. But when you got these guys, like, I've never heard of these guys before, have y'all? I've never heard of them. So, like, when that situation happens, it's like, how do you expect, you know? I mean, we can only touch the people who are paying attention for the shit. You got to hit the local scene. It's up to y'all to get out there and promote. You the fucking promoter.
Exactly. Yep.
Like, you can't blame the battle rappers. You know? Fucking Fetty Wap. Yo, you try to book Fetty Wap or you book a real rapper, Jadakiss, so he ain't out there promoting. It's the promoters.
Yep.
You can't put that blame on the battle rappers.
And there's no contract, nothing. Like how they have, they can just back out whenever they want. This whole shit crazy.
Well, I don't know. See, because it's different, man. Different laws. You know, you talking out of the country, bro.
True.
You know, over here, we probably handle different. Like, I'm sure fucking Arson Patton and wanted to head my man up and beat the shit out of him. Different laws, though. You know, you don't know what would have happened.
Plus, they all over there in the UK and shit, like.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, it's fucked up, though, because it was supposed to be monumental. You know what I mean? And, you know, I don't think it was none of the battlers' fault. It was the fucking, you know, the dude's fault. You know, at the end of the day, the battle rappers don't do business with the fucking promoter. They do business with whoever they doing business with, except for y'all that have any money. No? What would have happened if Hollow was a dickhead and Pat was a dickhead and they say, you know what, fuck your one rounder. You ain't got the rest of my money. I'm walking out.
I'm walking. I'm not coming.
You know, but they didn't do that shit because they care about the culture.
And they had to be right to do it, actually.
Yeah. What's your thoughts about this NWX Dot Mile shit, man? I heard you got Mook coming on. You better press him, Cats.
Yo, Mook coming on tomorrow and shit, man. Yo, I think Mook should respond. Like, you think Mook should respond? I think so. I think he should respond on the street that it's Dot Mile versus NWX more than just the bread situation at this point. But, like, Rain been getting crazy, B.
Yeah, I seen the tweets, man, and, you know, that's what I'm afraid of because at the end of the day, Mook don't have to respond, man. But I think he should? Of course, man, but now I don't think he should because Rain took it to the streets. You know what I mean? I think Mook is way too smart for that shit. I think he know that shit. Like, this shit ain't rap no more.
Yeah, so Mook shouldn't even respond at this point. It's like,
Nah. At this point, nah. You know, last week and shit, I would have been like, I'm interested in hearing a Mook reply.
Yeah, I feel you.
Mook could come out and eat for them. I mean, it's possible. I don't ever count Mook out. Nothing.
Uh-huh.
You know? But, look, man, I after them tweets and shit like that, you know, as a man, I'm sure he feel disrespected. Like, Mook ain't no sucker. You know, he's been in this shit his whole life, man. He knows how this media shit works. He's not dumb. He just got off Hot 97 today.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? He ain't worried about, you know, making a diss record, man. But shit.
Did Rain overdo it, you think, though?
Diss record?
Yeah.
I loved it. Rain, woo. That's called Spade to Spade. Rain was spitting fire. You know, I love the Rain. I love the whole situation this record wise. I love Daylight shit.
Hey, Heavy Bags, question. We got a caller who wants to speak to you on air. We got God felt the guy felt the tie on. My fault. You want to speak to him? Yeah, he's on now. But you all got to ask, bro. Let me see.
Yeah, we ain't got no issues. We good.
All right. I'm trying to see if I can find his number. He didn't give me his number, but I got it on my phone somewhere. Wing, look for, I think this is still his number, 201-844.
All right.
Yeah, that's it. I just seen the DM just now. He actually hit me like probably like 10 minutes ago. I just seen it. Yeah, 201-844, that's him.
Yeah, you can let him on. You know, we ain't got no problems. That's our bro, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I got you. Oh, damn, yeah, he was tweeting me and shit. I didn't even see it. All right,
I got him.
All right. Yo, Godfather.
Yo.
What's good, bro?
What's going on? How we looking?
You got everything straight, everything good. Money we on. Me, you, Wing, Blueprint, Heavy Bags. What's goody?
Hey, shit, Bags. What up, though? What's goody? How we looking? We out here. You know how we do. You know, we just tuning in, shouting you out. So, you know, see what's going on or whatever. You know.
Yeah, nah, you know, was you listening?
Nah, I ain't get a chance to listen. I just seen that you was on. I was like, let me shout you out while I'm, you know, one more.
Yeah. You know, I was just, you know, we just talked about, you know, the situation and shit about what happened with, you know, 15 minutes of fame and shit. It's, you know, my time to move on. I mean, you know, there was no shitting or nothing like that. I told him, you know, y'all still the family, and you know, ain't nothing. Like I said, there's not gonna be no big, you know, show or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Basically it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now you know how we do, man. 15 minutes of fame is the movement. You know, we don't stop moving. We do what we do. You know, we fuck with Bags. Bags is always gonna be fam. You know, he holds it down. You know, he just got to do his own thing he want to do. You know, that's cool. But y'all got to check out that bar exam. Did y'all see the new shit that just dropped? Y'all had to see the new shit that just dropped. I just dropped Ice, Marv 1, Quest McCody, and Detroit. It was crazy. Y'all go tune into that. Watch that on the YouTube, 50 MOFE Radios, on the YouTube channel, 50MOFE.com. We got some shit popping off, man. And I just
tuned in. Crazy. Look at that.
You know, make sure y'all in tune with that. Salute the Heavy Bags. I see you in Bayonne. You know how we get down.
All right, well, God, well, hold on, God. Well, I'm going to ask it. Fuck it. All right. So is there any chance that Heavy Bags can come, will work with y'all again?
Listen, I'm just working there. I just work there. That's all I do, you know. You know, I see it from both sides, you know, and, you know, Hav has his, you know, his opinion, and Fitamo FE and their staff have their opinion, and, you know, obviously it doesn't match up, from, you know, from what I see, you know, but,
okay.
You know, I'm still home team. I'm a rock out, you know. I don't got no issues. I'm good.
Okay. All right. Okay. Like he was saying, he's not objective to working with 15 minutes of fame. The terms could be met. So maybe I should get that shit working, because he was a big part of 15 Minutes of Fame.
Definitely. Bags has been around for very long. He was around before me.
Right.
Definitely, yeah, definitely.
You want to be technical, but my thing is, like I said before, you know, I say it to you since you on the phone, like the only like issue that I had with anything was that, you know, like, nobody ain't reached, like, in 2 months now, I haven't spoken to nobody, you know, nobody ain't reached out and be like, you know, can it be worked out, none of that shit, you know what I mean? That's the only thing that I'm disappointed in, you know what I'm saying? Not that it was your job, and again, I told them that I didn't reach out neither, which was fucked up, you know what I'm saying? I only probably spoke to you, like, once or twice since the situation happened, you know what I mean? Which is fucked up, you know what I'm saying, on both ends, but... You know, that's the only thing that I was upset about, you know what I'm saying, was not getting a phone call from anybody maybe trying to work the situation out further. You know what I mean? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Guy,
so that's
still there.
That's why he asked that shit. You know what I'm saying? I said I'm not against working with 15 Minutes of Fame again, because shit, at the end of the day, y'all always gonna be family, and I would never want nobody to not tune into y'all or shit on y'all or none of that shit. That's not why I'm here. But
I just don't understand.
Yeah, now he, you know what, he just DM me, he said his service is shot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's cool, but, you know, that's the only thing I was pissed off about though, at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
Nah, I feel you on that.
For that, nobody ain't reach out.
That shit, yeah. Damn, people are. Yeah, people really ain't feeling the fuck, damn. All right, well.
Yo, I got to apologize to the fans, man, because, you know, I don't think that they realize how much I really truly love 15 Minutes of Fame. I love being, you know, all the love and support and shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, I really want to thank them, man, because they got me through a lot of shit in life. You know, a lot of shit these past 4 or 5 years. And I'm going to be back, though, man. You know what I'm saying?
But most definitely, you know, man, like, you know, everybody's asking to see what's going on with you, man.
Yo, Scott Felton guy's a fucking man, yo. That motherfucker just crashed my interview, yo, promoed the shit out of his shit, yo, and left. Yo, that was real right there, yo.
I wasn't gonna speak on that shit, but I'm looking at the comments, right, like, yo, niggas in the group ain't really feeling that shit. It was like, damn, he just...
Not at all. Go tune into that shit, though.
That was awkward right
there.
That's my bro.
Yeah. It wasn't awkward. That's expected. It was petty, but, you know, whatever. It's cool. But anyway, you know, I'll, you know, anything else y'all want to know? What's up? I mean, we covered everything?
Would you prefer, like you said, it is very overwhelming to have to start over. So, I mean, you ultimately can do that. You can definitely do that. But if the situation, a lucrative situation were to be offered to you, like, is it you just wanting to do it on your own, being your own boss, making your own decisions as far as how you want to do media, or would you prefer just to kind of go with an already established situation?
Hey, yo, to be honest with you, just because I don't want to, like, it got to make sense for me. Like, it got to make sense. Like, I know certain terms that I'm going to need for me to go elsewhere that certain people are not going to want to give up. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to say what it is, but, I mean, me and Cap spoke off the air, and, you know what I want. You know what I'm saying? You know, and it's going to be hard for my terms because I know what my worth is. Now, if I start over, my thing is, like, I never wanted to be the boss. Like, I was always a soldier type. Like, I'm one of them play my position dudes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm different. I don't give a fuck about being the boss. I don't give a fuck about being, you know, in charge of everything.
I feel you. Yeah.
That's what I just want to do what I do. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I feel as though, like, I could be an asset to myself, but I know that nobody really gets nowhere doing shit themselves, so I would eventually have to build a team. You know what I'm saying? I got some people in mind. You know what I mean? The people that reach out. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I'm gonna tell you like this. I'm trying to work with Trap House New York.
Trap House New York.
They reached out. I wanna start doing shit with Trap House. Not they the most real, like, up, like, you know what I'm saying? I think I could be an asset to them, you know what I'm saying? Bringing a different flavor to the battles, you know what I'm saying? Maybe doing some hosting shit, you know, some other shit. I think, you know, No Mercy, my family. You know what I mean? No Mercy, my family. I mean, besides the interviews and stuff like that, I want to start working closely like that. You know, I want to get involved in other shit. You know what I mean? You know, as far as the media side, everybody reached out. that knows about the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Everybody reached out. But again, I'm not here to disrespect nobody. Like, I'm not here to just go and be with somebody because of some views or something like that, because none of that shit never mattered to me. I cared about good journalism.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Nobody cares about good journalism no more.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So you and Trap House, that'll be all right right there. Like, how would that work, though? Like,
I mean, we going to bring some out. Yo, let me tell you something, bro. 2016, tell you right now, you hearing it from my mouth. You know I don't bullshit nothing. Trap House, New York coming for that slot, bro.
Okay.
Yo, No Mercy ain't playing with these motherfuckers, bro. Trap House coming. Yo, look, man. That's all I'm going to say, bro.
Trap House about to turn up.
They coming up, man. They about to, yo.
Boom.
They got their foot on these leagues' necks right now.
Yeah, they definitely doing it. Actually, they're called the Trap now, right? They changed
the
name.
Right. But, you know, I'm talking about the OGs. We know that shit, that's Trap House New York, but it's the Trap. But, you know, even they going through their little family issues and shit like that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, this battle that shit's a lot on people, man. Turn people against each other, man. That's why, yo, y'all three, I hope y'all work it out, stay with each other, man, because y'all made history, too, you know?
All right, man, appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it.
Yeah, this your second time making history, man. Third, if you want to count the vlogs, so, you know. You know? That's all I'm going to say.
Hey, man, let's keep grinding, man. We all watch this shit, man. Wait and see what you're going to do next, man. Can't wait to see what you got planned.
Yeah. Well, yo, honestly, it's gonna be a slow process, man. Cause again, I don't even know what the fuck I'm gonna call my shit, man. You know what I mean? I don't even have a clue right now. The holidays is coming up, man. I just want to chill with my family, you know, get this health situation in order, and hopefully at the top of the year, you know what I mean, I'll be situated and I could, you know, get myself popping and, you know, get ready to, you know, do what I do and shit like that. But, you know, if anybody needs help, yo, you know I'm on board, man.
That's,
you know, I don't got the muzzle on me no more. You need me to bark on somebody, you can call me.
I got you, V.
Fuck all that. Nah, I'm just kidding. But, you know, definitely, yo, Angry Fan Movement, though, I ain't gonna front. I'm the biggest, baddest movement in the fucking world right now for battle rap, man. Keep doing a good job, man.
Oh, we appreciate it, bro.
Thank
we definitely
you,
appreciate it.
Salute.
Definitely.
Right. Yo, and make sure you leave this part in there, too, yo. None of you other fucking media outlets call my phone asking for no interviews, man. You could just paste this shit in your website, man. I don't want no more fucking interviews about this shit. You know what I'm saying? I love 15 Minutes, man. I love Heavy Bag. I love all y'all, but, man, fuck that. This is the only one I'm doing, and that's it. You know what I mean? I don't want this to be some big-ass show and shit like that. Move on. You know what I'm saying? Support them. Support me. Support us. That's it. You know what I mean?
That's it, bro.
You know what it is, bro.
So, hey, yo, Blue.
Yo.
See you on later. I'll be on the Xbox,
ready,
yo, with Blue and shit like that. Yo, we team Hot Dog Water, yo. Come fuck with us.
All day. HDW gang.
Oh, my goodness.
Yo, bag.
Hey, Wing.
Huh?
Hey, Wing. When
yes.
You go white, you never take flight, baby. You're...
Excuse me.
Oh, Lord. You know what, baby?
Yo, what's up?
Yeah, you crazy.
I love y'all. Yo, where's the boy, yo?
Yo, bag.
Hello.
For sure.
Early, bro.
Salute.
All right, there you have it. There is the story. It's official. Everybody been asking this shit for like a little... Niggas been asking for weeks in reality. But I'm like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, so there you have it. That shit is tough when you got to start all over again, though. I know that shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, shit. That shit is kind of... fucked up, man. Cause you gotta be mentally ready to do it all over again. All the fucking time and work you put in this shit, like that shit is crazy.
You
that's
know
like,
about
that. Now that I think about it, that's like, damn, I can't think of his name off the top of my head. A dude from Vlad TV who left.
Oh, Michael Hughes, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, well, like he left and started his own YouTube. Like, he got to start all over again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Shit is like, that ain't some shit you really want to just jump into. You got to think if you really ready to do that shit. Like, because the shit is going to be slower.
That's facts.
That shit is, yeah, that shit is kind of, that shit is fucked up. Yeah, shout out to Abby Bags, man. I think it'll definitely,
yeah, salute Bags, yo. Word.
Nah, whatever you guys plan, I'm pretty sure that shit will take off and shit, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that I agree. It would be
but
cool if they could work it out.
Yeah, word. Word, that definitely would be out if they worked it out, but I don't know, man. I guess it seems like shit is already done. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, it feels like it's done. I mean, you know, they had the little awkward moment with the ball coming on and all that.
Yo, I actually thought that they was going to talk it out or some shit.
Yeah,
you know
that's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. I thought it too.
It came strictly just to plug his shit in the middle of that man's interview. Clearly, that was the intent. That's what played out. That's what happened.
I almost felt the way about that. I'm not going to lie. And
yeah,
I'm not trying to start nothing. I'm not happy about that.
No, I'm definitely not happy about that. You know what I mean? Definitely the Wayne Brady of battle rap.
But, yo, that's what it is, man. Be out for the night. Well, I'm off for the show. You know what I'm saying? Good luck for some of you on the show tomorrow. I'm about it.
Get it out, man. Get it out, man. This guy.
All right.
The fuck was that?
How's he doing? Yeah, that ass can't be late for work this time.
Guess them cats won't get walked at night.
Out. We have a jam-packed show tomorrow. Yes, sir. Well, we got DNA, Mook, and Arsenal on tomorrow. Y'all stay tuned. Or not tonight, but yeah, we definitely got some shit going on. And that's that on that. Oh, yeah. Y'all have not gotten y'all tickets for Atlanta this weekend. Bullpen Battle League. Go to Eventbrite/Bullpen Battle League. Get your tickets. I do believe there will be a sale on tickets until Saturday, but I am not going to confirm that as of yet. I will do that tomorrow, and I will post on Twitter and in the group. Salute, and we out.
Yo, it's the blueprint. Yo, we out of here. One.